Time now on the Benusa Pregame Show to visit with Tom Cerruteri, head coach of the Beavers. Tom, you got a little taste of your own medicine last night, giving up a goal 18 seconds in. For lack of a better way of asking this, how many four-letter words are going through your mind as that puck went in the net?
I don't know, Schultz. Again, there's nothing you can do. All you're hoping at that particular time is, now are we going to respond? And so, again, those things happen. And I've been coaching for 24 years. The college level, so I've seen everything happen. So no, I mean, obviously, again, is it a punch in the gut? Absolutely. But then again, and now it's a little test of your team to see what they're made of and how are they going to respond to it.
Dan Billett had the puck held in, just jumped over his stick. How do you not get caught flat-footed in a situation like that?
Well, you're going to, and that's why, again, you know, that's why it's so important sometimes. And again, they won foot races, and I'm sure you're going to ask me a couple of questions later on in the interview, and I'm going to talk about foot races. But then they win some foot races. But we talk about it all the time. You know, sometimes the puck's going to be like a super ball, and you just have to make sure again that you do anything in your power to keep the puck in front of you. And you know, sometimes those things are going to happen, and they basically wanted to relieve pressure, and it was a hard rim, and they used the sideboards, and it hopped over Billy's stick, so then the foot race was on, and you know, they made a play.
That question was coming up next. In the post game, you said you needed to make more quicker plays. Specifically, are you talking as you have the puck or surveying the situation right before you get the puck?
Well, first of all, we need to play a better 200-foot game. We need to get pucks behind their defensemen just like they did to us. And we want to try to create more foot races. And we felt, again, that we played in front of their defensemen and not behind their defensemen last night. So, you know, we're a team that has good speed. And a lot of times, again, if you want to generate offense, you got to put the puck where they're not. And, you know, if there's space in front of their defenseman is one thing. But if there's not, you got to put pucks behind them, and you got to win foot races, and you have to try to make something happen.
One way that coaches can do that in practice is you play small games cross ice. It's a good way to speed up the brain and speed up your reactions. How often do you do that kind of stuff?
Well, we play a lot of small games, and you know, we do things, obviously. Again, we have drills that we have indirects. We didn't indirect the puck. We didn't use the sideboards enough last night either. And a lot of times you're forcing plays in the middle when you don't need, and all you need to do is go indirect off the wall, and it's amazing how many foot races you win that way. So, but you know what? You practice it. You go over it in video. I mean, we showed a lot of clips today, that's for sure. So hopefully, again, when you see the game tonight, hopefully you're going to sit there and say, okay, you know what? The guys obviously, again, watched video today. They talked about it. And, you know, now they're applying it.
Is playing quicker the only thing that's going to need to be done to solve the power play woes from last night?
Well, you're going to have to, you know, your power play's got to outwork their penalty kill and vice versa. And we were obviously discombobulated last night on our power play, to say the least. And again, it was a situation where we just looked totally out of sync. And no, we're gonna have to win some faceoffs. Again, we're gonna have to win some foot races. We're gonna have to possess the puck, and then we're gonna have to get some shots. And once you get some shots and get some puck recovery, get it going from there.
The power play goal that they scored last night was a third or fourth rebound. I thought other than that, you guys kept them to the perimeter pretty well on the penalty kill. How would you grade the PK last night?
Well, again, it's hard, Schultz. There was two power plays they had. The one, they had their, you know, their fourth line out there at the end of the game. The game was over at that particular time. What I was frustrated with how they scored, we did a great job of hemming them in and then relieving pressure. Or we didn't get hemmed in, and then we relieved pressure. And we did a good job right there. And, you know, what happened was that it was a situation where they got a shot through from 60 feet, and we didn't block the shot. We could have easily blocked the shot. And, you know, you got to block shots. And we didn't block the shots. And then, obviously, went after Justin Beaudry. Then it was laying in the crease. And, yeah, then, obviously, again, they got a second-chance opportunity.
More with Coach Cerruteri when we return the Benusa Pregame Show on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the Benusa Pregame Show, part two with head coach Tom Cerruteri. What are the biggest logistical issues to playing a home and home?
I don't know, Schultz. It's probably probably the biggest thing is you're out of your routine. There's not many times you just get on a bus and go play in college. You do it in junior hockey, but that's probably the biggest thing is that you just were on it. We hopped on a bus at 2:30 and we show up at 4:30 and we got to play a game at 7:07. So it's just, again, it kind of takes you out of your routine, but sometimes that's not all bad.
One of the favorite routines pregame for players is taking that pregame nap. Guys sleep on the bus today?
Oh yeah, there was a lot of logs being sawed on the bus, Schultz. So they got their napping.
There was a scene in Hoosiers where Gene Hackman, right before the big game, takes the tape measure out and he measures the basket and it's still 10 feet. And he measures the free throw line, it's still 15 feet. Just going to show his team that just because they're in a big arena, nothing's changing. What changes when you play in a building this size?
Well, it is it's a unique place, Schultze. You know, you like to sit there and say nothing changes, hockey's hockey, which is it's that way. But this is an unbelievable environment to play in and to be part of. You know, from the just from the light show and basically the whole atmosphere, the fan atmosphere, the packed building, and obviously it's a beautiful building. So it's a little different. You don't talk about it, Schultze, but there's no question there's a different vibe to it.
North Dakota is the best faceoff team in the country. I think in the first period last night there were like 16 faceoffs, which is a pretty low number. How do you think you did on execution last night?
We did really good in the first period, and we did a lot of good things in the first period. It was a second period that I'd like to have them all again, but they're a really good faceoff team, and you know, faceoff percentage really correlates in intensity, and it's an intensity-based statistic, and they're an intensity-based team, and that's why they're number one in the country.
North Dakota's very quick at a counterattack. How do you walk that line of your forwards staying back with their defensive responsibilities yet and playing as fast offensively as you still want to play?
No, I think we do the same thing. We feel we got a good counterattack. We just have to be on our, you know, we have to be, you know, be on our walls tonight. We felt we were in the middle of the rink too much last night where we couldn't, we couldn't move the puck forward to our wings at times, but there's a lot of teams who move the puck quick, Schultze, and we felt we were fine in the neutral zone last night. I didn't think it was an issue. Hopefully, knock on wood, it'll still be not an issue tonight. But, I mean, the biggest thing is that you just have to have your layers. If your layers are prepared in the neutral zone and you're in your spots, you know they're going to have to dump pucks.
Best of luck.
Thanks, Schultze.
Tom Cerruti, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.